with so much question marks surrounding your receiving core, especially on the offensive side of the ball, you had so many question marks. What were you going to get out of Sony Michel year two? What were you going to do without Gronkowski? Retirement. What were you going to do in terms of being able to build rapport and build the chemistry between the quarterback and the receiver? And here's what happened. You missed the OTAs, fine. Training camp, I mean, it's awfully kind of hard to tell what you really have in training camp in terms of chemistry. But training camp, at times, and I do say at times strongly, isn't necessarily used to build that chemistry. That's done through the extra work that you put in with those trips that you take to Montana. But no, you didn't do that for whatever reason. Who knows? Of course, you work with Elliman, that's your buddy and all. Great. But what about the rookies and the newcomers onto the team? Fair enough. So with all of that went on during the regular season, with all the frustration that Brady has had throughout the season, going into the game on Saturday night, and Saturday, and I mentioned this earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, it's now 4:01 p.m. Eastern time, that it all befittedly came to an end, the game, the season. It all did. Because for those that have been listening to the show carefully the last several weeks, I've been very consistent and darn near persistent that there is going to come a point where these issues are going to surface at the wrong time. And guess what? It did on Saturday. So now as for Brady himself, you are essentially playing on a one-year contract. You were playing on a one-year contract, and that was it. But here's the thing. You're still under contract for right now. You still are. But here's the truth of the matter. It expires on March 17th, which is why that date is so important. NFL fans, Patriot fans, pay particular attention to that date, March 17th. That's 2 months from now. That date is so important is because that's the day before the new NFL league year kicks in. That's March 18th. So what does that mean? That contract, that one-year deal that you played on, becomes null and void. Now he's officially a free agent. So now, if you're New England, you have two major questions to answer. Two. Not one. Two. The first one, do you want Brady back? And number two, if you want him back, how much are you willing to pay him? That's something that no one really seems to have an answer for right now. Hence, if you listen to the press conference after the game on Saturday night, and you listen to Bill Belichick, better yet, if you listen to the press conference on Sunday morning, even Belichick himself made it very clear that he doesn't even know. He doesn't even know what's going to happen moving forward. And normally, we get this whole feeling of, oh, he's just being cryptic. He's just keeping all close to the vest. But for the first time, probably ever, there really was a genuine sense of no one knows. And all of this talk is just speculation. That's all it is. So there's two major questions. The first one, does Brady want to return? Will the Patriots bring him back? Which is part of a bigger question that I asked. And that is, does New England want him back? And we're going to continue furthermore on this topic here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. If you're Brady, how much are you asking for? How much are you asking for, money-wise? Are you asking for $25 million? $30 million? $33 million? Because let's face it, the man wants to get paid. And he wants to get paid for all of those years and service time that he put into the organization, and he deserves to get paid. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. He wants to get paid. So that question is, are the Patriots willing to pay him? Is Belichick willing to give him that money? That's the question. And frankly, I'm going to go on the ledge and say the following. If I'm New England, I don't wait until March 17th to make that decision. Heck, I don't even wait until the end of February to make that decision. You make that decision after the Super Bowl. You have a month to figure this out. Because why? Let me explain. Your decision in terms of monetary contractual agreement will impact the rest of what you do financially in terms of who gets paid on your roster, who's due for a new deal, and who gets let go. That is why I'm saying so emphatically, you don't wait until March 17th. You make that decision, that determination sooner than that. As to what's going to happen, heck, I don't even know. But I do think this, though. There's one reason why I do wholeheartedly feel that this was Brady's last year in New England. This is the reason why. Money. I do think that Brady wants to return. I do honestly think that the Patriots want him back, but at what cost? And we know for a fact that Belichick has been absolutely notorious for not paying his players. That's a fact. So how is this going to make Brady any different? Huh? I don't see how. I really don't see how. There's a lot that the organization is going to have to determine in terms of Brady. And part of the reason why this is a national story now is because the last 20 years, you have had a sure thing at quarterback in Tom Brady. You did. For the last 20 years, you had a sure thing at quarterback. And for the first time, if Brady were to retire or go play somewhere else, you don't have that sure thing anymore. And then it will become, now what? Now what? The lines are open. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO at 855-915-9636. Coming up next, there was an article that Dan Shaughnessy wrote in the Boston Globe that actually, in more ways than one, piggybacks exactly on what I'm saying. But there was something that he added that I didn't think about, previously, that I think it's worth getting into next. And I think it's worth talking about. In fact, if anything, this should be a major point of discussion over the next several weeks and the next several months. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. We'll be back in a flash. That was For Whom the Bell Trolls, by Metallica. And welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is time to pause for a moment as we are going to pause for our station identification. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And also, we're going to play a PSA, and this one is sponsored by yours truly, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. So, stay tuned.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That PSA is brought to you by 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And we're going to continue on with the show, and we're going to talk about... there was something that Dan Shaughnessy wrote in today's column in the Boston Globe about the Patriots, and in large part after reading his column in its entirety, it actually, funny enough, kind of aligned with what I was saying on the show. And one of the funny things about sports sometimes is that, and I really believe this, is that sometimes we become so blinded by the truth and the truth of our teams that anything that goes against it or against how we view our teams, some cases you're viewed as the enemy. Oh, he's a troll. How dare he? Oh, that guy, he don't know what he's talking about. Nah. In this case, Shaughnessy, he's right. So kudos to him. But I want to share exactly what I'm talking about. And again, this was in today's Boston Globe. And this is what he wrote that really took furthermore of what I was saying, but further amplified it. End quote. In this spirit, and I am more guilty than anyone, we fail to acknowledge that the Patriots were simply not that good. They were artificially inflated by their hideous early schedule and the drumbeat of invincibility based strictly on past performances. The Patriots always win in the end, even when they don't have the best team. That's what the past taught us. So we assumed it would happen again. The Patriots went 0-4 against four teams still alive in the AFC playoffs. That tells you where they belong in the conference. Saturday's loss was not a fluke. Starting 8-0 was a fluke. Beating the Bengals 34-13 in a game in which they were at times dominated, Cincinnati turned the ball five times, was a fluke. The Patriots were not a bad team, but with a few exceptions, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, they didn't beat anybody that was any good. And there's another part that he mentions later in the column that I'll get it to later in this segment, but, oh, man. He basically echoed the very same sentiments that I said, but the difference was that he made it very clear that the number one flaw in the 2019 Patriots, now that it's all said and done, they couldn't compete against the better competition. And here's the great irony in all of this. If you looked at Tennessee based on record and so forth, and I warned against this on the show on Saturday night, that if you're New England, do not take Tennessee any lightly. They are better than a 9-7 record indicates. I said that verbatim. I did say that on record. And there are times where I honestly felt that sense of urgency wasn't there by the receivers. And then Edelman, he had that one drop. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then not to mention, oh, by the way, remember that whole Shaq Mason illegal block down the field? Yeah. That wiped out what would have been a 38-yard gain late in the game? Right. So those things, plus everything else, plus all the other factors, furthermore told me that, oh, by the way, this is the worst 12-14 we've seen in quite some time, if not ever. Oh, they weren't that bad. Well, they weren't. Yes, defensively, they were third in the regular season. But man, that third ranked was deceiving. Very deceiving. Their 12-4 record? Deceiving. Very deceiving. Who are the four losses? I want to remind every one of you again. Who and what were the four losses? Baltimore, Kansas City, Houston, and a Miami team you shouldn't have lost to. And I'm not even going to revisit just how bad it went for the Patriots in that game, because there's no reason to revisit that rabbit hole again. There's no point of beating up a dead horse. It's done. But what I will say is this. What I will say is, if you're the Patriots, you really got to take a hard look at what is it that the Patriots were lacking. Oh, I can tell you. I'll tell you. Receivers, start there. Okay, what else? I'll tell you. A decent offensive line that doesn't blow. All right, what else? I'll tell you. A healthy David Andrews and maybe a healthy James Devlin. Okay, anything else? I'll tell you. A linebacker who will not prematurely nickname the group the Boogeyman. We dealt with that internally. Sure. Because I'm telling you, the last two games gave me every reason why that I should criticize Kyle Van Noy. But he's not the only one that's deserving of criticism, though. So this is not about to turn into some personal attack. Not at all. This is not personal. But the truth is, when it came time against premier talent, against the premier teams, this team floundered. And it floundered in the worst way. And this was part of the reason why I can't believe what we saw on Saturday night. No, not the fact that they lost, but the manner that they lost is what really blew my mind. Oh my gosh. You are down by 1 point. 9 seconds. 9 seconds. 9 seconds. That's all you had. To march, how many yards? 100 yards down? Or 98 yards, whatever, down the field? And, oh my gosh. What makes this so horrific is that it was just the fact of how they lost. And the fact that I was just absolutely amazed when it was all said and done, but how it all came to an end. Here's the kicker. The kicker in all of this is that, man, oh man. Here's what made it worse. We don't know if this final image or this final audio was the last one for the legendary career of Tom Brady. We don't know. But we're going to revisit this because, frankly, we just don't know. So, for old time's sakes, here is Tom Brady's last play of his career. Don't know why this thing is not playing, but try to get this audio working. But here we go. Let's see. 1 second. But either way, in the meanwhile, while we're trying to get this audio running, it's amazing when you look back at what exactly went wrong for the Patriots in this game. There were so many things that did. I don't know why I'm still getting audio problems here, but I want to just kind of give up on it for now. But it is what it is. But it looks like we finally got it fixed. But the question is this really the last image that we're all going to remember of Tom Brady in New England, or even his career for the fact of the matter? I don't know. But this was the final play of that game on Saturday night. 15 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. The Tennessee Titans are up by one. Brady's got the ball darn near the goal line. And this is what happens.
Back to New England, the first ever coaching opportunity in the postseason, and you could be the one to dethrone the dynasty to end it.
The two of them together.
That's what it is.
Yes. I mean, we'll never see this run again, Jim.
Brady's pass is intercepted and returned for a touchdown by Logan Ryan, the former Patriot. He didn't drop it this time.
No, he didn't. Gets a second chance.
Is this really how the Patriots won't even consider letting this man have his final say or final play, how it all ends in New England? We knew that there was a chance that it could possibly not end well, but man, you want to talk about just poor throw, poor decision making all the way around? We can, yeah. And we should. We should ask, what was Brady thinking on that last play? We don't know. But all of those things that thou mentioned, they're all basically on mute point. They're just mute. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open. Yep, they're open now. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. So, I want to pose to you this question before anything else. I want to pose to you whether if you feel that the Patriots dynasty is over. Because this is a conversation that I'm going to have in great detail coming up shortly, because I think this is something that's absolutely worth talking about. There's a lot to get into in terms of that topic, because there's a lot of people who are saying this dynasty is over. This dynasty is over as we knew it. Are you sure? Are you 100% sure? Because I'm not. I'm not 100% sure. I do think that it's something that a lot of people wonder, and they're already making proclamations. Oh, it's over. They're done. They don't have a chance. It's over. It's been a great run. I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. Before we even begin to make that kind of proclamation, can we at least do this solid favor? Hold up. Just wait. Give it a moment. Give it some time. Because I have a hunch this isn't it. I'll explain in just a flash, coming back after this music break. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show, and this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Dust Free Farm Radio. And that was Michael Jackson, Wannabe Starting Something, the King of Pop, on this lovely Monday afternoon, wherever you may be. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Always appreciated. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And we got about 20 minutes left. And I'm actually curious to see how this will all go in terms of the Patriots moving forward. And you know, it's way too soon to be talking about 2020 in terms of predictions. I mean, we do know basically like who the Patriots' opponents will be, but we won't know the schedule until April, like right around the NFL draft, around that time. So definitely have to stay tuned for that and basically go from there. So for now, I think one thing I will touch on is Bill Belichick, because Bill Belichick is someone who does leave a great deal of curiosity, and the one thing that I am most excited for, and I'm looking forward to it, is what is he going to do in terms of the offseason moves, because I just don't think he can go on another year with the same issues that he had in 2019. I just don't see it. I have a very difficult time seeing it and accepting that. That somehow, some way, that New England, and especially the Patriots, if Belichick does stay, that Belichick does not address the wide receiver position, because let's face it, he has done a porous job of adding talent to that position. He has. And his track record speaks for itself, with the exception of Edelman recently, and recent memory we're talking about, drafting at that position hasn't been the best. It hasn't been the best. And with all respect, in terms of just looking at his overall body of work, when you talk about guys like Troy Brown, for example, Deion Branch, and so forth. But if we're talking about currently in the last 7-8 years, hasn't really hasn't worked out all that well. Yes, Malcolm Mitchell was a key part of that Super Bowl 51 championship team, but it's been very far and in between. I'll ask you this question, Patriot fans. How many wide receivers can you honestly say that Belichick did a good job of drafting and developing in the last, and just in this decade? We'll keep it just to this decade only. I'll wait. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO at 855-915-9636. Because I think it's something that is absolutely worth talking about. And given his track record, do you think that he will actually get it right and do something about addressing the wide receiver position in the skill positions? Because I'm willing to say this now, that for whatever reason, Belichick has been very neglectful of that area. And now this season, it's bit him in the rear end. It has. So I do wonder the following. I do wonder if perhaps he finally addresses it and stop messing around, because frankly, you just can't win that way. And 2019 should serve as a lesson to Belichick. Don't be a pompous, arrogant man and actually learn your lesson. You just can't. If you're gonna bring back Brady, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you bring back Brady, he comes back, and so forth. You're not gonna sit there and tell me that you're going to. We're gonna, you know, do the best we can for the good of the team by not surrounding him with talent. I'm sorry. Stop being a pompous, arrogant dude. And actually, for once, go out and sign some guys. Do better with the draft process. Because that was a big part of the issue that you've had in 2019. In 2019, it was more pronounced now more than ever. Yes, I understand that the downfall of Brady that is going to start sooner than later. I understand all of that. I get it. I really do. But in the meanwhile, can you please stop fooling around and actually add talent that's going to help you win? That's your job. You came up with the mantra of do your job, do your job, do your job in 2014. Now it's time that you actually step up and live up to that mantra. That's what you need to do. Enough is enough now. Because you can't, you cannot, and I do repeat, you cannot continue to think that you are going to win this way. It's clear. You just can't. This was the concern going into the playoffs. And when you got to the playoffs, that issue came up again. And then, oh, by the way, you ended up paying a dear price. And frankly, you have no one to blame but yourself. And it's the truth. So what are three things that you want to see the Patriots address in the offseason? I'm open to hear your thoughts. 855-915 WMFO 855-915-9636. What are some of the things that you want to see the Patriots address in terms of needs? In terms of what they actually need and what they need to do in order to address the areas of weakness that they've had. I do wonder. I do legitimately wonder. What's the plan? Because Mike Tyson said it best. By the way, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Right? Now, in 2019, you got punched in the mouth. Not once. Repeatedly, over and over and over and over again. But yet you were too prideful. You're too prideful to want to do anything about it. So I leave you with this. Man, oh man. I leave you with the following. I do wonder if you're New England at this point in time, what do you do now? What are you going to do to address your needs? Because let's face it, you have a whole laundry list worth of them. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but with the gap around the league between the talent, in terms of the talent gap between New England and everybody else, it's closing. If not, it's closed now. Come on. I tell you what. I'm interested to see what New England is going to do. Because this offseason is going to, it's going to set the stage for everything that the Patriots need to do moving forward. I believe it. I really sincerely believe it. Coming up next, final thoughts on the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. that was so sacrificed by Santana. I mean, I can't believe this song is from the 1960s, and this is truly a masterpiece. Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. We got a couple of minutes left. I just want to make this this final thought very quick and brief. Listen, it's going to be a very eventful offseason for the New England Patriots. This is just the beginning. Everything that we talked about in terms of Belichick, Brady, what happens next, what's going to happen next, and so forth, that's all just starting to really unravel itself. And as for what's going to happen next, as I mentioned in the show, we got a couple of months. We don't, this drama is just beginning. And as long as God permits, I'll be here with you right along the way. And by the way, I'll be on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I'll be on the air from 6 until 8 on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. So, special show tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So, you're definitely not going to want to miss it. Thank you to all of you who tuned in today. Definitely has been a blast. And I tell you what, we are already getting 2020 off to a bang. I mean, think about it. The Patriots, the drama. And soon enough, it'll be time to talk baseball again. I can't wait. I genuinely cannot wait. Because I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk about. And I'll be back on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8. Not going to want to miss it. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Coming up next, replay value. So stick around. This has been the Strictly Right Show. This is Strictly Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow evening. Peace.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids,